Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world. They're tuned to my show, and it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're in a cool podcast, we got two lovely talents coming to the studio. We got Christy Melgoza and Anna Allen from the podcast show Girl, Can You Talk Podcast. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like to like the music we're going to be playing today, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guests, such as Christy Melgoza and Anna Allen from Girl, Can You Talk Podcast, check out our pictures over on Star Host Entertainment over on Facebook. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, you could do at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, that's Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then also there's this new thing called Threads, which is Tyrone Tan Official over in there. And then if last but not least, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, without further ado, first off, I want to say we normally have my guest co-host on the hour. We have them come in, but they're on a break, and there's a lot going on in the industry going on right now. There's strikes happening. There's people I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. So what I just want to say is that I want to support all those people out there and give you my love that the ones that are fighting for fair pay and all that kind of good stuff. And I just want to say you guys are so cool and talented for the ones that I know that are all out there, and I support you guys. And I just want to say thank you for all the listeners that have also been supporting the show as well. Before that, we want to do I just want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have been on. I'm just going to quickly do a quick movie review for those for the things out there. Normally we talk about our guest co-hosts, we talk about some movie reviews, stuff that or stuff that we watch on television, stuff like that. But again, my guest co-host is not here, so what I'm going to do is talk about some cool movies that have been out there. And I'm going to talk about some independent films that I want to do. One is going to be called Till Death Do Us Part, which is out there. And I got to cover the premiere, and actually a friend of mine is actually in this film, and she stars in it, and she also produces it. Her name is Natalie Byrne. So I have a blessed opportunity to go check this out. And if you have not seen this, again, it's which should be still out there. It's an independent film. I love supporting independent artists. Till Death Do Us Part. And also, it's one of those things, when I see indie films, I like something that's different, something that, grabs your attention. And I think this is one of those movies that got to do that. And, not only that, I'm proud to say that the person that stars in it, who actually has been a guest on the show before, I'm just proud of her. So that's why I want to help promote, promote the film. So let me do a quick little synopsis on this movie. It's called, and again, it's an independent film that's out there. It's actually out in theaters. It's called Till Death Do Us Part. And here's a quick synopsis, thanks to IMDb. Here it goes. After bailing on her wedding, a former bride-to-be must fight off her ex-groom and seven angry killer groomsmen in order to survive the night. Directed, actually, by a dear friend, Timothy Woodward Jr., and starring, along with Natalie Byrne, Cam Gigante, Jason Patrick, We have actually another dear friend, Sedarius Blaine, Pancho Moeller, Orlando Jones is in this movie, and a plethora of other great talent. I got to check it out. I actually got to go to a special screening and cover this premiere, and I actually enjoyed the film. It's got a lot of action in it, a lot of great talent. The acting's great. Story's great. It was original for me. So I say, if you are into cool action movies, check this out, or just cool movies at all and cool indie films. Check out a movie called Till Death Do Us Part, again, starring Natalie Byrne, my dear friend, and Timothy Woodward Jr. directed it. So check it out. And then, so Cam Giganti, Jason Patrick, Natalie Byrne, and Sedarius Blaine, all in this, and a lot of great talent. Again, it's called Till Death Do Us Part. It's out there. All right. So without further ado, and again, normally I have my guest co-hosts of the hour. We kind of go from, you know, doing some movie reviews, and then we like to, you know, introduce the lovely guest in a cool way. And again, since the guest co-host is off, I'm going to just introduce them in the way I feel is the best appropriate way. They're two lovely ladies, and to me, they could be kind of like royalty. They're kind of like maybe like princesses in a way, and I thought we should bring them in a cool traditional style, like maybe I don't know, I'm thinking like a Cinderella-esque carriage, make them feel special coming into the studio. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna bring them into the studio on the Cinderella-esque carriage. There's like a bunch of fans out there, and again, they are from this show called Can You Talk. Oh, it's called Girl Can You Talk podcast, and here they come into the studio. Without further ado, we're just going to open up the studio door and just let the magic come in. On the count of three, here they come in the studio, waving to all the fans out there. Oh, they're stopping for autographs. People throwing roses at them. There they go. All right, let's just take some selfies with fans. Here they come. Oh, here they come. Into the studio. Waving to everybody. All right, so here they are. Coming from the new podcast show, Girl, Can You Talk podcast. Here we got the hosts, Christy Melgoza and Anna Allen. Here they are. Again, Christy and Anna from Girl, Can You Talk podcast. Welcome to StarOsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, girls, ladies.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
That was a great welcome. And I am so glad that we're the princesses, not the queen, because the queen typically is old. So,
oh. Ooh, that's a good point.
Well, we had to bring you in some fashion. And it's funny, and it's interesting, because like I said, I don't have my guest co-host today. And normally, you know, I just like to have some, to do some banter. So we got to go straight into this, because we wanted to kind of, we got a jam-packed show, wanted to talk as much as we can about your new show, but also about yourselves, for those that are not fans, or fans and want to get more fans, or maybe support you even more, you know, get to more a little bit more about you, ladies.
Fans in the waiting.
What'd you say?
Fans
yeah, exactly. then we want to get them to get to know you.
Thank you.
And hopefully support you guys and check out your show. Okay, so well, we'd like to start off with this hard-hitting question. I don't know if you know, but okay, I don't know if you got the memo.
We didn't get a memo.
The memo is,
oh,
here we go.
I left it in the carriage.
Okay, the memo is, here we go. I'm going to start off with Christy Melgoza. We'll start off with you.
Mm.
Ready? Were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Ohio, but 6 weeks later, moved to Southern California. So pretty much raised Riverside, Redlands. We graduated high school in Redlands. Wow. And have now been in Woodland Hills for about 20 years. So okay. North, you know, the valley.
Okay.
Yeah, north of LA.
And then yourself, Anna Allen, where are you born and raised?
I was actually born in, it's really funny, I was born in Orange, in a hospital in Orange. I don't know if it was the county hospital or what. And then I was raised all over, but I landed in Redlands, and that's where I really grew up.
Did you know that you ladies wanted to start getting to entertainment, or you know, in the podcasting, or what was your drive in the beginning, or so to speak, what was your motivation to do?
Yeah, we invented podcasting. No,
a funny story about entertainment. So, because Anne and I were speaking, and it was like, we're in the entertainment business. And we're like, wait, that might sound weird for two girls. Yeah. But actually, I'm a ballroom dancer. And so as far as being in a business where you're on the spotlight, you're on the stage, you're performing, it started at a fairly young age. But we were also cheerleaders, song leaders together. So we've always liked to be, I mean, the center of attention. Is that what I'm saying?
Well, I do feel like, though, even as cheerleaders, we tore it up. Like, we didn't try to be the pretty cheerleaders. We really tried to be supportive of the, like, we were the ones that were, we were really spirited. And we used to get really sweaty.
So you guys actually, when did you guys actually meet?
In elementary school. And,
well, since elementary.
Fifth grade, actually. We've been friends for...
Wow.
Yes.
A long time. Well, almost 40 years.
We have a lot of history and a lot of stories, which is a good thing or a bad thing when you have a podcast, because Anna remembers everything, and then she brings up all the stories that maybe I don't want people to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, well, let's start off. So when you guys first met, because obviously this kind of is the genesis, without you thinking about it, that one day you guys are maybe going to have some kind of show together. Well, actually, when you guys met, what made you guys click in the first place in elementary school?
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so I told you I moved around a lot when I was a kid. And when I was in fifth grade, I rolled up on Christy's school. Mm-hmm. And she had a group of friends. Her and our friend Carla were really close. And I decided I wanted to be their friends. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was that you stood out. Maybe they laughed a lot, and that's what I needed when I was a kid. And I was like, they're going to be my friends.
Wow.
And we still are. In fact, Carla was one of is our only guest that we've had on our podcast.
So far, that's right.
Wow, wow. And then what about yourself? What was it about, you know, Anna, that clicked for you? I mean, if you could remember.
You can make something up if you want.
This is where we do story time, and I make up stories. No. You know, when we were in elementary, it just seemed like everything was easy and we had fun. I remember going into sixth grade and we loved our teachers and there was a snake. Like there was just, it's so funny the things you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to have a playground and we would swing on the bars. I don't know. I just felt like we went outside and we had fun a lot. Oh, and by the way, we did break dance because people would bring
cardboard
to school.
Wait, in elementary school you broke dance?
Yes, oh, because... Yeah. We just have to go there. I'm 50.
Okay.
Anna's almost 50. So, yeah, we were in that. I mean, we did breakdancing with cardboard in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, that's good. You pulled that, girl. I'm proud of you. She struggles with remembering things. So you noticed that she didn't say one thing about, like, me. That it's just that feeling. And I think that is good, Christine. What I mean by that is, like, I think it's kind of a security thing. We just have good memories. Our lives were good. Hey, it was the 80s. It was good back then.
Okay, do you remember what music you used to break down to? Break dance to? I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it that dun-dun-dun-dun?
No, we dun, dun. Are Midnight Star. We're going to show you how to do it. Yes, you are. Who's that? Whoa. Freakazoid.
Wow, okay. That's awesome.
That was good.
And you had the cardboard box. That's awesome. You know, I don't know. Do you remember the movies Breakin'?
I loved those movies.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Little part where he was, you know, sweeping with the broom. I would watch it over and over and over again.
Did you try to learn the steps?
Yes.
My dear friend who's passed away, he passed away during the COVID time, was Shabadoo Cojones.
Poppin'.
I do not remember his name.
He was the main, one of the main.
It was fantastic.
Shabadoo, what, how did he go by? Gosh. In
oh
the
my
movie.
Gosh.
He's the one.
I almost had it.
Not the one with the broom, but the other one that teaches the, yeah.
God, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking out. But anyways, a dear friend. Yeah, so you made me think about him right now. But so, okay, so you guys broke dance.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so you guys hit it off, and then you started going in the junior high together as well?
We sure did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, now it normally gets tricky because a lot of times the friends, when you go from elementary and then junior high, but then when high school hits, this is where that's where sometimes friends start to separate because someone, you know, sometimes you get in the relationships or
yeah.
that kind of thing. How did you guys manage to keep that close friendship throughout all these years?
We got closer in high school, I think. We were closer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got really close. We were like sisters.
Wow, wow.
I think a lot of times if you're involved in some kind of sport or some type of activity, I think that keeps the sisters close or the brothers close, if you know what I'm saying. So when we went to junior high, we ended up being in color guard together. We were in shows.
Okay, so you did a lot of shows together and stuff like
yes.
that. Yes,
and so then we were always together, and I don't know, it was easy. So, and that continued going on to high school. We were in color guard, and then we were song leaders together in high school.
Now, here's the thing, because I had my older sister, she met her best friend to this day, and now it's interesting, her kids, both their kids, one, my older sister has a boy, and her best friend that she's known since like junior high, I think, has a girl. Both their kids, which would one be my nephew, they've known each other. My nephew and my sister's best friends knew her. You know, they known her kids since they were born, but they actually got married recently. Aww. But they've known each other their whole life, and they always kind of joked at the wedding, like going, "Did you guys plan this as you know when you guys were best friends?" Now for you, because it kind of thought me, you know, it kind of thought you reminded me of my sister and her best friend. Did you guys think of anything like something like that, a life like as still being together? Like, oh my gosh, if we have kids and maybe we'll have them somewhat the same age or the same time or that kind of thing? Or
it's no? Interesting you say that. Her mom owned a ballroom dance studio and asked me if I would be interested in training to be a ballroom dancer as well. So we actually worked together and we became roommates. But I think we had our first house together. That was fun.
Oh, wow. So this is...
Oh, we're going to leave that part out, actually.
Okay.
I was 17 when we moved in there.
Right out of high school.
Right out of high school. We got a house and we were roommates together, and it was really wonderful. And then, yeah, it just kind of felt like it was going that way. Mm-hmm. But then I got married younger than... I got married faster. And so things were a little different for a while. And we were still best friends, but... we were doing life differently. So yeah, that stuff does happen.
Wow. And then for you, was there any kind of pressure as a friend going, oh my gosh, she got, you know, she's getting married or her kids first, that kind of thing? Or were you just, no? Or
zero pressure. So if I may speak for you, and you
please,
can interrupt me,
do.
No problem.
I like you interrupting.
I was like, I'm not sure if I'm having kids. So I kind of went the ballroom dance route. I was working on my career. You know, competing.
What was a career that you were?
Ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing, okay.
Right out of high school, my parents owned a studio. And, you know, I moved up pretty fast. Now, when I say fast, it was over 12 years. But, you know, whatever. But meaning one step at a time, one step at a time. And so I was like, I'm not sure if I can have kids. This seems like a lot of work. So it wasn't until maybe 30 that I was like, maybe I want to have kids. Now, Anna had a different perspective. I think she was wanting to have kids. From when, Anna?
I always wanted to be a mom.
Oh, wow.
It was my dream. I wanted to be a mom. That's it. So.
Okay. So then, anyway, so then you kept going. And then when did you decide to go, okay, time for kids? Because I've got to meet your daughters.
Yes.
You have more than the daughters that I've met?
not that I know of. Okay. Wait, that's not how it works when you're female.
No, I think you've got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you can account for all of them.
So I think I'm the kind of person where I'll put one step forward for the next goal, but I don't normally just shoot for the stars and blah, 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 talk, talk, talk. I'm like, I'm going to work hard and then I'm going to set the next goal and then I'm going to work hard. So that's kind of what I did with my dancing career. So when I met my husband and I saw that it was possible that he was responsible and I felt secure and safe. And I think that has a lot to do with my past and the way I was raised. Which, when you listen to the podcast, you will hear all of that.
You'll hear all the good stuff.
You will hear all of that, because the way that we show up in the world is a lot of how we were raised. I took a lot of the good things, but me being cautious as far as having family, I think that's why. So once I met my husband, I was like, think I'm ready for kids. So, yeah. So 31, I had my first.
Wow, wow.
Mm-hmm. And my children were already... So I had gotten married... I think when you had your first child, I think my son was 5, right? So when they're little, there's a big difference. You were talking about your sister and her best friend and the children growing up together. I think my kids and her kids would probably be closer as they get older, as things go on. They'll get to know each other because we're around each other all the time. Mm-hmm. But in the time that I got married and 2 years later, I had given birth to two children and adopted two children. So we had four. We had no kids 1 year. A year later, we had four.
Well, wow. And so when she had four kids, I had zero.
Right.
So in those middle years, we were definitely at two different stages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's ask you this. Because you guys, obviously you guys formed the show. Again, it's called Girl, Can You Talk Podcast.
Yes.
We're going to get more into it, but I want to know what or who in your lives inspired you to do what you guys do? Like, meaning, because obviously you got into the ballroom dancing.
Yep.
But was the ultimate goal at one point to do a show? What was the ultimate goal to do? You both just wanted to do ballroom dancing, so to speak? Or,
oh, okay.
I know you wanted to be a mom.
Yeah. I think this kind of was something that got led to us, right? It was really very much, I think Christy should tell the beginning of this story, because we could tell you there wasn't one person that inspired us. I would say my husband kicked us in the butt. but what I mean by that is, like, kicked us to, you need to do this. Mm-hmm. But where it started was with Christy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we've had a couple businesses together. So it's been 7 years that we've been, we did quality skincare and gut health and stuff that made a difference and an impact in people's lives. And we really believed it. But what we found is that we were helping a lot of women. We were go, go, go. And people wanted to join us. But then we were the goers. Is that even a word? The doers?
The doers.
Yeah. I heard that.
We did it. And we felt like we were the doers. And we're like, come on. So that was kind of, I think, the beginning of it. And then as I strolled into my 40s, 43, 44, we were premenopause hit me like a Mack truck, meaning I had lots of energy. Typically, I was a doer. I liked, I was always on the go. And then all of a sudden, what felt like all of a sudden, we all know it's never all of a sudden. I had no energy. I had almost like a mental, physical breakdown. It was just the weirdest thing. So I went to the doctor and they said, because I'm like, my girlfriend told me to check my hormones. And the doctor goes, well, do you still have your monthly? And I go, yeah. And they go, we don't check the hormones. I go, but they told me it was my hormones. Like, I was so confused. They told me to go on an antidepressant. So it kind of sent me on a path of like, why don't we know anything? And talking to girlfriends. And so it kind of, as Anna and I have experienced different things in our lives, this one was a big one for me. Once I opened my mouth and talked to other women, I found answers. And I went to my mom and I said, oh my gosh, I found this doctor through talking to a girlfriend. They check your hormones, all these things. And I found a solution. It was a natural one. And she goes, oh, well, I thought we should just suffer through menopause. I go, that is not good enough. So the not good enough of girlfriends talking about the stuff is kind of, it was a process of every time Ann and I opened up our mouth, other people would go, me too, but they were too afraid to say anything. Mm.
I think that one of the things that where we found that passion, I think we've always been solution orientated our whole life. We're the people that people would come to and go, how would you do this?
Yeah.
We don't stop. We figure it out. What was crazy is how many people don't talk about how they're feeling, men and women alike. But there's so many facets to it. Pride. In this case, it feels like it was something you weren't supposed to talk about, as if you're supposed to keep it to yourself. And Christy was really low. Like, it was scary for me. I was worried about her. So I was in the boat with her. And then that was my youngest children both graduated from high school that year. And I think when they, and I've been, all I wanted to be is a mom. It's weird when you're not their everyday mom.
Yeah.
And so that, and I didn't talk about it because I felt ashamed that I was sad that they were gone and my identity changed. And I felt like it's not about me, it's about them. But when I started talking about it, other women go, oh my gosh, I felt the same way. And if we only would have talked about it sooner, it could have saved a lot of pain for a lot of people. So we, and then we also talk about other things.
Well, what we're going to do, so that's kind of the genesis of how your podcast started.
Yes.
But was there an inspiration in your life as well, though, in general? Or was it just what had just happened?
It was this. It was, and then, yes, it was this. This is what inspired this podcast.
Okay, awesome. Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to cut to a music break, and then we're going to get down into the nitty-gritty and talk about your show, and let's promote it. Again, it's called Girl, Can You Talk Podcast, and how could they check it out in general? Where do they go?
Anywhere that you find your podcast, Spotify, Apple, plus many others.
And you have websites or social medias?
Yes. Okay. We have my social media. My Instagram is Anna's Bubble. It's A-N-A, only one N, like banana, right? Anna's Bubble. We have, just Anna's Bubble. That's my Instagram. We also have a TikTok. It's Christy and Anna, and we like to dance and be goofy.
Christy, yes. And then your socials?
Yeah, and my Instagram is Christy, Christy.Melgoza, M-E-L-G-O-Z-A, the same on Facebook and the same on TikTok.
And then is yours, your podcast has a social itself or no? Not yet.
Right now, it's just the two of us separately.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's called Girl, Can You Talk Podcast. We're going to talk more about what it's about and all that kind of good stuff. We're going to cut to a music break. So what I'm going to do, I think I'm going to be playing, let's see here. What kind of music do you get?
If you can find some old school hip hop, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
You might find us dancing over
there. Well, what I was going to do, I'm going to
glam rock.
I guess that was on the show. It's an independent song.
I like that.
For indie music. Her name is Jade Pateri. I don't know. Do you know her by any chance? Or maybe your daughter? Jade Pateri. Her song is called Over You Now. You could tell me what you think. Like I said, I love supporting, not only do we like the supporting in the independent artists, but I love supporting friends as well that are into the music scene. So again, here is Jade Pateri with Over You Now, and we'll be back more with Christy Melgoza and Anna Allen from the podcast Girl, Can You Talk Podcast. We'll be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie.
Now listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love to break my heart? And why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? Call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. Over it now. I'm down with feeling down. I pity. I'm just over you now. I'm down, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down. Not pity. I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you. What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
asking for what you lacked in. Don't come begging, I'm not forgetting over you now.
That was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But better yet, if you really like that song, support the artist. Again, she was a lovely guest of the hour here, and I see her on the carpets a lot. Again, she's a dear friend. Jade Pateri, that's J-A-D-E-P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I. Again, the show, the song is called Over You Now. Again, go check her out, Spotify, her social medias, all that kind of good stuff. Again, she's got a lot of great new music as well. But again, she's a dear person, dear friend, and a great artist. I'm getting tongue-tied right now. Anyways, we are back here with my guests of the hour. We have Christy Malgoza and Anna Allen, the hosts of the podcast show, Girl, Can You Talk podcast. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So what did you think of the song?
I loved it. Had a good beat. Her voice was fantastic. We were rocking out over here.
Yeah, I know.
You were telling us stuff to do and we were still rocking out. I mean.
He's like, say your name. I'm like, I don't want to take my headphones off. So good.
Awesome. So, and then again, the kind of music that you girls like in general. Stuff to break dance too, right?
Like you said. Back in the day. So yeah. We do like our old school stuff. Me personally, I do kind of listen to the top 40 stuff, listen to a little country. Of course, I listen to my daughter, Sienna Malgoza. I mean, hello.
Let's do a little shout out to your daughters. What's the names?
So Sienna Malgoza, S-I-E-N-N-A, Malgoza, M-E-L-G-O-Z-A. So she, she's with Future Pop. She has a group. She also on her social does a lot of covers and singing and awesome. Some stuff that's going to be coming out. So.
Awesome. And then you have another daughter, right?
Yes. So she's more of the actress.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's going to USC and she's been in some commercials and, you know.
And what's her name?
Her name's McKenna. M-A-K-E-N-A. Malgoza, same last name.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Hello, girls. I don't know if you remember me on the carpets, but it's great to see you, or not see you. It's great to hear you mentioned by your mother. So,
yes, thank you.
Again, so I just want to give you guys, girls, a lovely shout out.
Well, that's
out.
How we met.
Yeah.
Was my girls being on the carpet. And
yeah,
I'm
correct.
Like, hey, but it's what about mama?
Yeah, it's weird because, I mean, I don't know how many years ago was when we first met. And
several
we just,
years.
And that's the interesting thing. You know, that's one thing that I think that the carpets or doing media has allowed me to been blessed to have is build these relationships, and then you build these friendships, and then next thing you know, you're on the show, we're in each other's lives in a different way.
Yeah.
So it is great to see you your daughters grow up so great on the carpets as well. Sometimes that's the interesting part too, is seeing people that there's people I've been interviewing for years, and. And then you see them as kids, and then next thing you know, they're adults. And they're like, hey, Ty. I'm like, whoa. I don't even recognize you anymore. They're so grown up. But anyways, so we are back here again with Christy Malgoza and Anna Allen from the podcast show Girl, Can You Talk podcast. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. Obviously, we talked before the break about how you guys, you know, obviously childhood friends. And then you guys have been supporting each other from doing a lot of, you know, sports, shows, mm-hmm. ballroom dancing, all that kind of good stuff. And then obviously you became the mom first, so to speak. And then, but you're still part of each other's lives. But then there's stuff that spawned you guys to do mm-hmm. this show. So now let's talk about what is Girl, Can You Talk podcast?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the things that your mom didn't know she should talk to you about.
Okay.
So a lot of times, because it's not your mom's fault, a lot of times there's things that we just don't talk about, like constipation, like your personal relationships, friendships, women friendships, lady friendships, girl friendships. These kind of things are things that women think when they grow up, they're not going to talk about it anymore. And we found that that's been kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys realize that as friends that you're like, you know, or how, like, did you go, my mom never told me about that. Or like, how did you guys just realize that, you know?
Yeah. So not kidding. We say literally a lot. So literally and normally, well, never mind. Just literally. we talk almost every day. And so these are the things that we talk about back and forth. And then when we open our mouth and talk to somebody else, we realize they go, me too. And so Anne and I work it out together. We get an ear. We get a friend where we're like, I'm so frustrated with whether it's raising your children, whether it's the attitudes, whether it's your husband, all the day-to-day things. And we have somebody to talk to. And so what we realized is that other people need that too. They need to know it's normal. It's not Instagram perfect. All of our little perfect filtered photos and the perfect families. Even if you have a great family, that's not the way it works.
Correct.
So we're bringing people into our conversations and then adding other people's conversations to it as well.
And so how do you guys figure out like what have you covered so far in a nutshell, like the first season, so to speak? Like, what did you start off? What was your starting off show? What topic was that?
Well, we definitely talked about menopause.
Okay.
Pre-menopause hormones.
Were you like, what should be our breakout episode? Or was it, you're like, let's talk about menopause.
Because it was such a important, because like, as we told you, it's the reason why we're doing this. It started with that, and the fact that her mother said, I thought you just got to get through it. Suffer through it is what she said. So after that, and we realized all the people that don't have somebody to talk to, that's what our first episode was about. Mm-hmm. We talked about where we started.
Now, let me try to do this. We got, you know, audiences from all over the world, and we got a lot of females and males.
Yep.
So let's say if I tuned in as a male, not know a lot about, yeah, I grew up with three sisters, so of course I heard the menopause, but for those that don't, maybe you know, just say, like, what would be something you would be discussing in a family version sort of way, like if you tune in, like, for those that don't know, and then
our first in-person meetup, podcast meetup, we recorded live. And we had some men there. And by the way, we do have under a million listeners. And I think about 10 of them are men. So we do have some men.
Just under a million.
Just under a million. But we talked about generational words and funny words that people say. But then we also talked about words that we say that maybe don't serve us. We might say them out loud. We might say them to ourselves and they're not serving us. And so we talk about those. What happened when we turned the cameras off? Plus, we had audience calling all these things out. All of a sudden, women were talking. They were bringing up things. My husband spoke up and said, yes, women, you guys are harder on yourselves than we are. So just by us talking about words that we say to ourselves, funny words, like my daughter saying, your makeup is slaying. Or no, your makeup is
eating.
I can't even remember.
It was eating. Your makeup was eating.
Wow. In a picture, my makeup is eating. And I was like, what? That meant that it was slay, that it looked good. So we had some funny things.
Yeah.
But then we had some real strong words of things you should or shouldn't say that we say to ourselves. And it got people talking.
Mm.
And so you were saying men. The men that were there afterwards, it was really great because it inspired their conversations with their wives. And we got, a lot of emails and text messages from people that had their husbands there, or people that then, because those husbands were there, they had their husbands listen so that they could understand them. Things like, why do I need it to be so cold at night, or whatever. So they're listening to the podcast now, and I think they're learning something. I keep hearing.
Okay, well, let's go off that. So why would you need to be cold?
Why do I need it to be cold at night? Because I get hot. Because when you're going through menopause or premenopause or whatever part of menopause, you your body heats up, and it's brutal. And so my air conditioner is set at 63 when I sleep.
Got it.
And so that I don't sweat in the middle of the night, or it did for a while.
And we are so in the healthy lifestyle, anti-aging, finding things that are good for you. And it's not just hormones. I mean, they say it's like 60 to 67 degrees to get restful sleep at night. But we do run hot. We're just saying.
Yeah. It's funny. You go places and somebody, so they'll go, oh, I'm so cold. Aren't you cold? And I'm like, no, I'm almost 50. That's the answer. Yeah.
What do you think is a lot of things that you think guys don't understand about women, so to speak? Like, is there something that you're like, oh gosh, like, you know, like it, that you could help maybe, you know, men to, you know, be more understanding? Is there something that you've or fans that have asked women?
Okay, I think in some of our rants, a lot of it is positive. A lot of it is like, boy, for the love of God, like, do the men do that? I think when they listen, I think they understand maybe where we're coming from. Like, I can't really think of an example right now. Annie, can you think of one?
I'll give it an example. Okay. When I'm angry about something and my husband will go in on it too, right? Like, yeah, I'm like, no, or try to solve it. I don't need you to solve it. I just want to talk about it. And that's a huge thing. So my husband now, this is a good one. Men, listen to this. This is a good one. When your wife is giving you a problem, ask her first if she wants your solution or wants help with you to solve it. Otherwise, she might just want you to listen. Mm-hmm. My husband, he'll drive me crazy because he'll go, I don't want to hear that stuff. And I'm like, okay, then you go over there. I'm going to go call Christy then. It's another hour of time that I'm not going to spend with you.
Well, I will give you another one that I think is just because we're talking about relationships and living in this world. I was having a problem with my daughter, right? You know, we're conflicting. I'm hormonal.
They're teenagers.
Yeah, she's hormonal. I mean, come on, that's normal. And I was so frustrated. Of course, I talked to Anna, but now we're talking about it on the podcast. So I found a really good therapist that I trust, and we talk about it on the episode. But you know what he told me? He said, when it comes to teenagers, they need to talk 90% and you need to talk 10%. That's helpful for anybody. And I just looked at him and I said, oh my gosh, I am doing terrible. My husband is doing great with, because he will listen more. And I just looked at him, I go, can it be 50-50? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm working on it. So as we talk through those kind of things, that's going to be helpful for a male, a female. It's if you have a niece, if you have a nephew, you don't have to have kids.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Wow. And then also, I mean, obviously, aside from the show, do you guys do, you say you mentioned you do live appearances. Do you have any live appearances going on?
Or? We have one coming up.
Yes, we're really excited. We have one coming up. It's on September 6th. It's in Woodland Hills at the Woodland Hills Hilton.
Okay.
It's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. And at this event, what our goal and our mission to do is to get women connected so that they can talk, because what we found is women, they all know women, right? But they don't talk. And so we're giving them this like safe place. And after our first one that we had, it was super successful. Women went out and they were having conversations. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do it again. So we're doing it. It's free admission. There's a cash bar there. We're going to have food and we're going to do a mini live podcast.
It is so cool because people are getting behind this, and we had people that donated food appetizers. We had the Hilton that donated the room last time. We had flowers donated. We had giveaways from some of our sponsors that are on the show. Like, they were just like, yes. So, but exactly what we wanted, we're starting the conversation so that if they can talk to us, they want to talk to their friend, to their mom. I even had a friend of mine. She's listening to all the podcasts. I see her in person and she goes, oh my gosh, Anna's episode. I don't mean it was her episode, but she talked about empty nest. So that was one of the topics. She goes, oh my God, I resonated so much with that. She goes, I don't talk about that to anybody. So she it's hard and she feels alone. And guess what happened? She started talking to me about it. Wow. And I was like, and as each episode has gone, that particular person has opened up and talked more and more about things that you feel inside, like if you yell at your kids or you lose your temper or you're mad, all the things that we go through, not just hormones, you feel like you're an a-hole. You feel like, you know, I'm the only one. I don't want to tell people. I'm a terrible person.
Ultimately, there is definitely a epidemic of depression. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it can be what you're consuming. And so what we're trying to say is consume reality. We're going to tell you how it is. I told you, we talk about, you know, I'm struggling with pooping. I'm struggling with my relationship with my husband. I'm struggling with, can I say it? Libido. Okay.
Libido. You can say libido.
Yeah, libido. Mm-hmm. Whatever those things are that you're struggling with, to know that somebody else is struggling with it too, and it's going to help you get through this life. And ultimately, our mission is to let women know that you are not done. As long as you're living and breathing, mm-hmm. you have a purpose. And so try not to let all of this trip you up and get out there and talk. It's huge.
Awesome.
It's a passion. Can you tell?
Well, and then this live show, how can they check it out? How can they get tickets or anything like that?
Okay, so we have an Eventbrite. It is on the show notes of our podcast. Our 13th episode is dropping
tonight.
Got it.
So it is on the show notes. They can also email us at chat@girlcanyoutalk.com.
So that's chat.
At girl. Can you talk.com. We can send you the Eventbrite and you just sign up for the link. It's going to sell out. It's going to be like a Taylor Swift concert. I mean, pretty close.
Okay. And what did you call it? What's the Taylor Swift
concert? It's the Eros Tour, and we're the Eras Tour, the 50s. The 50s.
50 eras. Era. We're in the era.
Yeah, yeah.
So one more time, how can they check out your show and then in the live show as well?
Okay, so it's Girl Can You Talk Podcast, Spotify, on Apple Podcast, as well as it's going to be coming out on Rumble and YouTube as well.
Okay, and then the live show, again, one more time, they could go to?
They can go to Eventbrite. And find it, or they can.
And then they just type it. What do they type it in Eventbrite?
Girl, can you talk?
Okay.
Or if they want, they can email us at chat@girlcanyoutalk.com. And also, we love sharing other people's shout outs for women. If you want to shout a woman out, mm-hmm. Our under a million listeners really love that. Mm-hmm. And then also, we can add you to our email list and you'll get our weekly newsletter with all the good stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. And the live show is when, one more time?
It is September 6th.
At the
Woodland Hills Hilton from 5 o'clock to 7:30. You're going to want to get there at 5 o'clock.
Which is in California.
Woodland Hills, California.
So book your flights.
Yes, that's right.
September 6th.
September 6th.
Okay. We got like 3 minutes left, guys, girls. The show's ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those.
Yes.
What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you lovely ladies do or just follow their dreams in general? We'll start with Christy Melgoza.
Okay. It's like Madonna. Reinvent yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was lucky enough to find something I was passionate about at the beginning of my life. But then I go, now what? And now I found something else to be passionate about, and I've loved both. I just love helping people and getting people to connect and finding answers.
Okay.
Girl, I love it.
What about you? Anna Allen, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there who wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
You are not done yet. As long as you're breathing, your purpose is not fulfilled. You can live better, you can feel better, and we want you to know that you are not alone. That is my biggest mission. Oh, and you can live stronger for longer.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you, Christy Melgoza and Anna Allen from the podcast show, Girl, Can You Talk Podcast. Lovely have you finally here. We got to finally work this out. So God bless you both. And also, one more time, your social medias.
Okay, mine is Christy, Christy.Melgoza on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
And Anna Allen.
Mine is Anna's Bubble, A-N-A-S, Anna's Bubble, all one word, on Instagram, TikTok, and Rumble.
Awesome. Rumble. Okay. I've been hearing that. Okay. So anyways, again, thank you ladies for coming. God bless you. Best of luck with the live show, your podcast. Again, it's called Girl, Can You Talk Podcast. Check it out. It's out there.
Thank you so much.
Great to finally have you. And thank you all for tuning in again. I love you guys all. God bless you guys all. And I appreciate you. And I'd like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Boop, boo. Yes, love it.